How can you prevent weight gain during menopause? Let's find out. Welcome to 9 Minutes to Better Health, a podcast series that breaks down real science for you to use in your daily life. G'day, I'm Dr. Nick Fuller. I'm an obesity expert from the University of Sydney and RPA Hospital. In my 15 years in the field, I've seen, heard, and helped people from every demographic. And I've seen, heard, and observed every fad diet and weight loss diet that exists. And here's the thing, they all work short term, but then the weight comes back. This is particularly relevant when it comes to today's chat on menopause, because this stage of life makes it even harder to manage your weight. The truth about obesity is it's a multifaceted problem. And on 9 Minutes to Better Health, I arm you with the science that you can use every day to answer important questions. Each podcast, I will tackle the latest research on interesting health and wellness subjects. I'll chat about topics like, what should you eat during pregnancy? What's the best time of day to exercise? How do you speed up your metabolism? And why the advice you may have been provided on dietary fats could be wrong and outdated, which is a podcast we tackled last week, so make sure to go back and listen. But back to today's chat. How do you prevent the weight gain during menopause? And for those that have already gone through menopause, this podcast also applies to you. So make sure to stick around to the end as I'll give you some tips for reversing the weight that you've put on. One of the biggest challenges in life for women relates to menopause. This starts with perimenopause, otherwise known as transition to menopause, and begins a few years before menopause, typically lasting around 4 years. For most, it will start in the 40s. This marks the time when the ovaries start making less estrogen and ends when a woman has gone 12 months without having a period. Symptoms are many and varied and can include irregular periods, hot flushes, fatigue, tender breasts, night sweats, vaginal dryness, difficulty sleeping, changes in mood, and low libido. Typically, women reach menopause, which marks the end of menstruation in a woman's life, between the ages of 45 and 55, but it can happen much earlier or as late as 60. And the challenge is that most women put on about half a kilo of weight every year during this period of life. This is especially important because considering the average life expectancy of women in developed countries is 81 years, women will spend about 40% of their life in postmenopause, and the weight gain you experience during this time will put you at increased risk of disease. Many of my patients often blame their weight gain on menopause. Yes, the hormonal changes of menopause, characterized by the progressive decline of estrogen levels, might make certain areas such as your stomach, hips, and thighs more prone to weight gain, but hormonal changes are not the real reason for weight gain. Let's jump into the literature to find out why that's the case. The research on today's topic reveals 4 key points to discuss. Number 1, your hormone levels change during menopause. Following menopause, your ovaries make very little of the hormones estrogen and progesterone. Estrogen helps to keep your blood vessels dilated, relaxed and open, which helps keep your cholesterol level down. So without it, your bad cholesterol, known as your low-density lipoprotein cholesterol, starts to build up in your arteries. This can increase your risk of heart disease and stroke. Furthermore, having less estrogen results in a loss of bone mass, putting you at risk of the disease osteoporosis, which then makes your bones more prone to fractures. This leads me to the second point. These hormonal changes alter where the body deposits fat. The research shows that certain areas, such as your stomach, are more prone to weight gain during menopause. This is because the change in hormones I just discussed, which lead to a higher testosterone to estrogen ratio, alters where the body deposits fat. What I'm saying is fat shifts in the body, and specifically fat comes off the hips and is deposited around the stomach. But these hormonal changes involved in menopause aren't the reason you gain weight, which is item number 3 and the most important one we're going to discuss. The weight gain is just a byproduct of aging, and this is the time you must work hardest at your health. As we age, our body stops working as efficiently as it did before, much like an old car. Muscle mass starts to decrease with age, a scientific term known as sarcopenia, and fat begins to increase. And because muscle mass is one of the determining factors of how fast your metabolism will run, when your muscle mass decreases, your body starts to burn fewer calories at rest, consequently making it more challenging to maintain your weight. As we age, we tend to continue with our same food habits and fail to increase our activity. Aches and pains can make some people actively decrease theirs. This lack of compensation for the aging process then results in a change in body composition and resulting weight gain of approximately half a kilo each year during menopause. Research has proven that this weight gain can be prevented through lifestyle changes, and some of the best research comes from a 5-year randomized controlled trial called the Women's Healthy Lifestyle Project. In this study, women going through menopause were randomized to a lifestyle intervention that prescribed diet and exercise advice, or a control group where they continued to do what they were doing. And at 5 years, the intervention group had stayed within 0.1 kilogram of their starting weight, while the control group had put on 2.5 kilos over this time, which is the normal expected weight gain per year during menopause. Therefore, the data from this large project proves that weight gain during the menopausal transition is preventable, as are the increases in waist circumference and the elevations in lipid levels, blood glucose levels, and blood pressure that women experience during this stage of life. The last point to discuss is the role of hormone replacement therapy. Hormone replacement therapy is medication that contains female hormones that the body stops producing, such as estrogen and progesterone. It's most commonly prescribed by doctors for relief of symptoms associated with menopause, for example, the hot flushes and night sweats. The literature is quite extensive when it comes to hormone replacement therapy, and it's not straightforward. While it reduces the risk of some debilitating diseases, it may increase the risk of others. Let's take heart disease, for example. As explained earlier, menopause has an unfavorable effect on our cholesterol level, which consequently can increase your risk of heart disease. Studies have shown hormone replacement therapy can reduce some of the risk factors for heart disease by lowering your bad cholesterol level, but it can worsen others, such as triglycerides or amount of fat in your blood. Therefore, it is important to ask your doctor if hormone replacement therapy is appropriate for you. If required, it should only be prescribed at the lowest effective dose and for the shortest duration possible for the control of bothersome menopausal symptoms. And despite what you may have heard, it will not increase your weight gain throughout menopause. The studies show that women put on weight during menopause, whether or not they use hormone replacement therapy. My advice. The good news is, as the research highlights, you can prevent weight gain during menopause, and you can reverse the weight you may have already put on during this stage of your life through simple lifestyle changes. Follow these 6 simple tips. Number 1, exercise. Incorporate regular daily exercise with a mixture of intensities and variety of activities. Aim to include body strengthening exercises 2 days per week. Number 2, stop dieting. Dieting only drives up your set point over time, so you will end up heavier than before you began. You'll also do damage to your metabolism with each diet you follow. Number 3, weigh yourself, but not too much. Weigh yourself once a week at the same time and day to monitor the trend over time. Any more than this will only create a fixation with weight. Day-to-day fluctuations in weight are to be expected. Number 4, create positive habits by replacing negative behaviors. For example, instead of mindlessly scrolling through social media of an evening or turning on the TV and comfort eating, replace it with a positive behavior, such as learning a new hobby, reading a book, or going for a walk. Keeping away from screens at night will also allow you to get a good night's sleep, which is a crucial part of your weight loss journey. Number 5, eat more slowly. Eat food away from technological distractions and slow down your food consumption. Try using a teaspoon or some chopsticks and chew your food thoroughly, as slowing down your food consumption reduces the quantity consumed. And number 6, curb sugar cravings naturally. If you're craving sugar, you're better off reaching for foods naturally high in sugar and fat first. Some great options are fruits, nuts, avocado, and 100% nut butters. These foods release the same feel-good chemicals in the brain as processed and fast foods, and they leave us feeling full. The take-home message: weight gain associated with menopause is preventable, but you must focus on your lifestyle, as this is the real reason for your increase in weight. For more help, make sure to check out the show notes. That's all for today, so please give us a like and share with others if you're enjoying the content, and make sure to subscribe to the podcast to stay updated. The information provided in this podcast is for educational purposes only. It does not substitute professional medical advice or consultations with healthcare professionals.